Hi, this is Courtney Brandt, and you're listening to CSR of One from Amaya FM. If you're just catching up, we're a social media initiative focused on asking people to use their platforms for others. To share ideas, we've been interviewing people in the community to see how they are involved. Earlier this year, Abu Dhabi became the first place in the Middle East and North Africa to host the Special Olympics World Games. And so I sat down with my friend Liz Bineski to talk about her ongoing volunteering with the Special Olympics and other local events that happened during the year.
I had the privilege of first time working with the Special Olympics in the state of Connecticut. And I was just a kid at the time, maybe 10 years old or so. And it taught me how to accept people exactly who they are. And it really inspired me because there were folks that were called all sorts of very bad names. But they were doing things I couldn't even do in my PE class or gym class. And that kind of just taught me a few lessons about how different people walk this earth and can really solve everything with a smile. And Courtney, you know me well. I smile a lot.
You do. Mm-hmm.
I take a lot of that, I think, from what my parents taught me. So fast forward, did some Special Olympic stuff when they come through Atlanta, mm-hmm. And some other places. So when it was announced here in Abu Dhabi, I kind of went nuts.
Yeah.
And so most recently, I was privileged to be part of the media team in conjunction with Abu Dhabi Week and Turret Media last year in March with the SOMENA Games. And this was a great experience because I'm not a sports reporter.
First time for everything.
I had to learn very quickly how to get scores and learn scores, but the covering everything from badminton to weightlifting to swimming to track and field to awards ceremonies to my favorite was roller skating. I had the privilege of really meeting so many athletes and learning their stories here in this region.
So it sounds like it's a lifelong commitment and it's evolved. So from being a volunteer, just, you know, all hands on deck to kind of a more senior level, we might say, what kind of, I guess, could you pick a favorite or is it just kind of evolved over time how you've been involved and I guess, did they ask you? Did you volunteer? Did it just sort of happen?
Well, not senior level because I just got my assignments. I'm doing everything from covering some sports and some color commentary and some athletes to picking up the trash in the media center.
Okay.
So this girl here, volunteerism is cleaning toilets and meeting superstars. So and during the MENA Games, I did the same. I cleaned up the donuts from the other journalists, and then I got to sit down with Olympians. That's pretty darn cool. So how did I get involved? I went to a website called volunteers.ae and filled out the paperwork and relentlessly went and visited them and was offering my services in a greater capacity while they were building their team. They used me as just a de facto information trail. I connected them to a lot of friends, yourself included, and got a group of women and men together. And that evolved into my relationship and my previous roles and career to be asked by Turret Media to do some work with them, which I in turn involved more folks like yourself and others. And, you know, it's very organic, the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean, I was very privileged to be attending the opening games of the ceremonies at MENA.
We love hearing about, there's so much that goes into the build-up.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I had lunch today with an international chain general manager who has never done work with the Special Olympics. And he was proudly, he wanted to make sure I saw he was wearing his Special Olympics bracelet. He goes, "You were relentless making me buy this tender bracelet." And I said, "But yeah, Imran Khan, Sheikh Mohammed, even Sheikh Zayed sporting those bracelets. And it's all about getting involved." So what's the best part about Special Olympics? It's kind of addictive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, why is it work when it's so much fun? It's not work. And you meet people that you've never met.
Yeah.
You interact with Emiratis in the ways that you have a common bond, rooting for someone else that you think you may have thought you knew something about. And in turn, they inspire you in ways you never thought possible.
I love it. I love that it's come here. And I think this is probably, I'm not trying to bring up a sad topic, but an emotional one. And could you pick a favorite memory from maybe a local one or a previous one or an empowering story?
Two of my favorite stories that were born out of last year. And first, I was covering the badminton matches. And there was a young man, and I forget which country, but this was the MENA Games. So they all had a common bond of some kind. being from the same region, and he just couldn't, he had a difficulty in his eye-hand coordination.
Okay.
The badminton requires a little eye-hand coordination, but it was so touching. And at any time, there were 8 to 10 games playing. This young man was frustrated because he couldn't hit the shuttlecock, and he had all the right moves. Well, what was so cool is his opponent started to notice his challenger getting frustrated, so he would step under the net, and he would coach him and encourage him. And
that's like an analogy and for so many things in life.
Amazing.
If we all would go across the net, like you're watching it literally happen.
It literally happened. And then people are starting to notice what's going on. And the young man is expressing his frustration about himself. The coach never moved. Mm-hmm. The coach realized that the challenger and opponent roles were getting bonded.
Aww.
Meanwhile, the audience is starting to notice this. And so they're starting... They were starting to chant a country's name.
Mm-hmm.
So can't remember, but it could have been anything from Iran to Misr to Libya. Gets a little loud in the stands.
Sure.
But by the end, he was the last young man still playing, he and his opponent. They finished their match in the time allotted, and the crowd went wild.
Of course they did.
And
yeah.
It was amazing because the kid immediately bethought he was George Clooney, and he put down his racket, and he did like one of those rock star bows, and like he was on Carnegie Hall, and the crowd's going,
yeah.
We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Shrag from Maya Media, and I wanted to tell you about another show on our network called Tales of the Trade, where we feature Dubai's pioneers and the stories behind the ideas and the communities they've brought to life. You can find all of the episodes of the show in your favorite podcast player right now, and we'll be back with a new season later in the year. You can find more information on our website, talesofthe.trade.
As there are many initiatives and stories we'd like to share, CSR of One asks the community to consider sponsoring our show to help support us. Please contact CSR of One at amaya.fm. Welcome back. You're listening to CSR of One with me, Courtney Brandt. Today, we're talking to Liz Mineski about her continued work with the Special Olympics, both in the UAE and abroad.
For me, a personal victory that I thought was so touching was roller skating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you roller skated.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Well, I am a determined person, but not a person of determination.
Sure.
But I had a hard time standing on skates.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people may not realize that people of determination may have balance issues.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And whether it's perception, fear of falling, or even just confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And watching these kids just stand on roller skates was the most amazing thing. And then when you watch them do one circle and they don't fall down, they look around the crowd and the crowd's like, yeah, like they've just won the Olympics. And they're going nuts. And the more they go around in circles, and if they fall down, everybody goes, ooh, yay. And
that's amazing.
I mean, mm-hmm. there were athletes like the weightlifters. Wow.
Yep.
And the basketball was better than anything I saw in the NBA.
What sort of turnout are we looking at? So each year, I'm sure year on year it increases. And what kind of crowd capacity are we looking at?
So this year should be the largest human event ever held in the UAE. Now, I've heard tell a story, and I probably need to verify that, but the UAE set out as part of their charter to try to get an athlete from every country in the world. They want it to be the most unified games. And if I'm not mistaken, they've achieved about 98% of their goal.
Wow.
This amazing country invested its money to bring the Special Olympics to remote regions like Burkina Faso, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they have brought, even if it's one athlete, they've left behind the Special Olympics organization in that country. So the numbers here are going to be quite staggering. Well, maybe not the size of the papal visit.
Sure.
You're still talking 7,500 athletes. You're talking all the volunteers, which just from the local population number in the 20,000s.
Wow.
I joined up recently with the American volunteer folks, the ones I'd met before during MENA. And we've actually, there's a lady who's manufactured pins. We're going to try to get some pin training done this year.
Nice.
With US UAE. So you're talking major numbers. Stand capacity is how many people we can get in the stands at NYU, ADNEC, You can
just come out and support.
Anywhere.
Yep.
Come out and support. Mm-hmm. There's a big program. You can find it online, and you can just Google AbuDhabiGames.ae, unless they've now changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you can find it, and it's just called Fill the Stands.
That's a
These games
a good
are free
initiative.
To the public.
Amazing.
Best 2 to 3 hours of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you it's better than any movie, Netflix, or even cup of coffee.
Yeah, there's something about live sports. So if, again, not sure exactly when this is going to drop, looking forward to future events, how would you say the community could best get involved if we're looking ahead towards either similar events in the community or 2020 even?
Well, definitely... it's hard to volunteer in the UAE.
Mm-hmm. You have to register.
You have to mm-hmm. register. And many people are confused because of not complete information through various social media sites. But trust me, the UAE embraces volunteers. The simplest way is to go to volunteers.ae mm-hmm. and register yourself. And you will find across 7 Emirates all the different volunteer opportunities.
Okay.
The next big events... Look, World Skills comes every year, I believe, in January. That is where the best and brightest of the world, these kids are the Edisons
mm-hmm.
of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You can do something as simple as putting on a yellow vest and directing traffic
yep.
at ADNEC.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody gets to see whatever movie star is coming for the Special Olympics, but we're all part. And this is why the Special Olympics World Games is important. It's all our way of showing the world we are one.
Okay. Year of tolerance, year of all of it. It's so exciting to, like, I think it's so important that people, they have these opportunities and they're there. And you do sometimes have to go through the official channels to do them, but the support is then in place from a level. And that ensures that everything is done in the correct way. And even for K9, I'm registered because that's part of the charter that we have and the support that we have.
Sure.
So it's important. Is there anything you want to add for... I guess, and things we should know or things we could look for?
No, I just want to reiterate this. The Special World Games is a great way to spend an afternoon or evening. It doesn't cost you anything. And what you take out will be more than you give. If you can give, it's just your time and your smile, a handshake or a high five. And it is a chance for all of us expats. We have a good life here.
We do.
And... you don't have to sign up for 24 shifts.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign up for 24 minutes. But if you want to say thank you to the UAE in a big way, come out and support these athletes in what is going to be a world showcase. So thanks, Courtney, for spreading the love and win, love, victory.
Yes, absolutely. I do that, and I will have to look forward to future events because I'm sure you will continue to be involved with this organization.
I will yeah. always be involved with the World Games. Oh, especially the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
For those interested in helping with the Special Olympics in the UAE, please visit specialolympics.org and search by country for the United Arab Emirates. Events like the Special Olympics rely on volunteers to ensure they are successful, so why not start today? This episode was hosted by me, Courtney Brandt, and produced by Chirag Desai. You can find all of our episodes on our website, amaya.fm/csrof1, and also follow us on Instagram. Until next week, remember to be nice out there on social media. Think about sharing something for someone else. Goodbye.